Shepherd's Table, from Marking Hall, our nativity plays. We have a nativity play here recently, and we have our shepherds over there and our angels over here. And I think we have some of our shepherds with us, maybe some of our angels with us as well this morning. In our nativity plays, there's not much of a difference between an angel and a shepherd, except the costumes. But of course, they're all children. But there really is a big difference between the angels and the shepherds in the Christmas story. The shepherds are poor, uneducated, rough men who do rough, humble work looking after their sheep in all weathers. I don't think the sheep would look quite as nice and clean and shiny as this one. They're very much men of the earth. But the angels are heavenly beings. This is one of our angel wing costumes from our nativity play. Of course, really, we've no idea what angels look like. Probably nothing like this. But we do know they are not creatures, they are not beings of the earth. They are heavenly beings. And we're told that the glory of the Lord shone around them. They are as different from the shepherds as we could imagine. Yet these angels from heaven come with that message of good news to the poor, humble shepherds. Then think of another contrast. Think first of Mary and Joseph in the squalor of the stable, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now all our nativity plays, our Christmas cards, we have a nice, bright, shiny, clean stable. But of course a real stable wouldn't have been like that. There was animals there, there would have been dirt and smell from the animals. But this is where Jesus was born. And having a baby is a messy and painful thing. And we do know that she's not here this morning, but the rest of the family here, that we have a baby in our community that's less than 2 weeks old. And I think that's very fresh in Miriam's memory. There wouldn't have been, though, when Jesus was born, any reassuring midwife or any clean towels. There would have been dirt, there would have been blood, a mess. What's something to help us maybe think about that here? Yet, as we think of this poor, messy birth in a dirty, smelly stable, we also think of the wise men, the stargazers, who came from the east with their lavish gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. What a contrast between the poverty of Jesus' birth and these wealthy visitors who came to worship with expensive gifts fit for a king. Because, of course, Jesus was a king, despite his poor, humble birth. He was the promised king, the Messiah, the Lord. The Christmas story is full of contrasts. In this story, poverty, earthiness, mess, and pain, and glory, majesty, and wonder are brought together. Because the heart of the story is the mystery that the eternal, glorious God has entered into the ordinariness of our human lives. Sometimes the messy and the rough and the painful parts of our life in the baby Jesus. In him, heaven and earth are brought together. In him, God has come among us as one of us, in all our hopes and fears, our joys and sorrows. As it says in one of my favorite carols, the hopes and fear of all the years are met in thee tonight. Now, we may not be living the rough, hard life of a shepherd, and hopefully none of us will be staying tonight in a stable. Though Christmas time is a good time to remember the homeless and those who are living in very desperate situations in our world. This year, we may particularly be thinking of the people of Ukraine living through a continued war, suffering from bereavement, injury, death, and freezing conditions this winter. Those suffering all around the world without proper food and medicines. But even for ourselves, in our plenty and our comfort, sometimes our lives can be painful and difficult, through illness, through frailty and old age, through disappointment, anxiety and fear. At such times, we may wonder, where is God? The message of Christmas is that God comes to us in Christ into every aspect of our lives. Not only our joys, but also into the midst of our mess, our brokenness and pain. He comes as one of us. Just as the eternal God breaks into the lives of the shepherds, breaks into the lives of Mary and Joseph, so he breaks into our lives too. And the gap, the contrast between heaven and earth is closed up and brought together in Christ. So we can find heaven in ordinary, as the poet George Herbert says. God's presence is with us in the ordinariness, the joys and sorrows of our daily lives. As we hear in the words of one of the less well-known verses of It Came Upon a Midnight Clear, those whose journey now is hard, whose hope is burning low, with painful steps and slow. Those whose journey now is hard, whose hope is burning low, who tread the rocky path of life with painful steps and slow. Listen to the news of love which makes the heavens ring and rest beside the weary road and hear the angels sing. That news of love which the angels sing is the news of Emmanuel, God with us, here and now. Now this message, this good news of great joy is not just for Christmas. You know, I often wonder what happened to the shepherds after their visit to Bethlehem. They saw the baby, the special child, and then we're told they returned home, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. But then, no doubt, they went back to their tedious work, their hard work, looking after their sheep, day and night in all levels. I wonder then whether they forgot what they had seen and heard in the midst of the pressures of their daily life. We don't know. We never hear about those shepherds again. We do know that Mary took to heart the message of the angel and all that God was doing in the birth of this special child. And we're told she treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. And she went on treasuring, pondering, and learning who Jesus was and what God was doing in him as he grew up. So may we today, like the shepherds, glorify and praise God for the gift of his Son, the new good news of great joy that he is Emmanuel, God with us in the midst of our ordinary lives. May we also, like Mary, continue to ponder and treasure these things throughout the year to come.